Blog Talk Radio.
Ese que trae muchas ganas de darme pa' abajo, que me di la cara. Yo como quiera lo atiendo, como quiera le entro y no traigo manada. Yo solito le hago frente y atoro a la gente que manda al contrario. Se me está haciendo costumbre matar dos o tres de los que matan diario. Este día no lo recibo porque a domicilio seré una consulta. No quiero tantos pacientes porque mucha gente se muere sin culpa. Bien dicen que en el negocio siempre son los socios que te traicionan. Cuando sale muy buen queso que vale alto precio y la vaca es talona. Pero soy toro encartado y se van a tragar lo que me salga ahora.
Sé que en las Torres Gemelas se murió mi abuela, que eran importantes. Toro encartado. Rest in peace, Elio Camacho. True Talk Radio, episode 130. Shit, half a year later, 6 months later, and a few days after. But it don't stop, man. Same old grind, same old passion, same love for the sport of boxing. Life goes on, man. I've always said it. We're never going to stop this. You know how you look at it. Took a little break, man, but life happened, man. Shit, a lot has happened in my personal life. Rest in peace, my abuelo, Mr. Hipólito González, Polo González. The love for boxing lives on. You know, he was a big part of my life as far as the sport of boxing. I always cherish those memories. Boxing has been nothing but great to me, so I'm always going to give back to boxing. It's what it is, man. True Talk Radio, episode 130. Had to start off with that Toro Encartado, just like we've always done. You know, I'll take it back to the original. I'm from where cops gang banging, hang with Hollywood stars. Ain't no angels left. That's why we call it City of God. Shit, that Omar Cruz, shout out to the OG, man. I'm still representing, still repping that good boy killer. I'm always going to be thankful for that, too, man. Repping the true boxing heads on his video. Repping for Golovkin, being on the StubHub and seeing that with the homies at Estrellita and Jose. That shit was, you know, stuff like that's always going to live with me, man. And, you know, we true to the game, we true to boxing, and show goes on, man. Solo Dolo right here rocking is what I do. And I'm going to dive right into it, man. It's going to be a short show. It's March Madness going on. I'm actually watching a couple of games as we speak. You got Texas Tech, the Red Raiders, 16 against Michigan at the half. And you got Virginia and Oregon. I'm doing pretty good on my poke. And today's games, I got Texas Tech and Virginia. So let's hopefully they pull it off. I'm actually watching Kendall Tremendo Castaneda, a true man, True Talk Radio alum, true boxing head, real dude. You know, always going to have stories attached to these guys in the sport of boxing. Main event in San Antonio, UFC Fight Pass going against Edui Bernardo. That's going down right now. You got a lot of boxing going on tomorrow and on Saturday. I'll get to that, man. I'm just going to dive into it, try to do my best, try to cram shit 6 months worth, which I can't do, which I won't do. But the same stuff lives on, right? Boxing lives on. As the boxing world turns, mad drama. And I'm going to dive into some little drama right now. Great fight, man. I had a great weekend with my lady. Shout out to Cheekies, man. Shit, she happened too. But we still plugging away. We still real. We still true. Y'all already know what it is. I was watching Kubrat Pulev versus Bogdan Dinu, man. You had that in the main event. And then you had Jesse Magdaleno Perigloso. Former WBA champion, WBO champion, moving up to 126, takes on the former WBA champion, Rico Suavecito Ramos, in the co-main event. And I was out there, I was in one of those airstreams, man. I was camping, I was out there by the river, Trinity River. It's pretty cool, man. Just me and my lady was chilling. I was watching the fights, got a little barbecue going on, and I got to watch the fights. And as I'm watching the fights, I'm like, damn, this is good for TV. Unfortunately, Jesse Magdaleno versus Rico Ramos, which was the fight I thought was going to be fight of the night, didn't live up to it. It did on Jesse Magdaleno's part. Rico Ramos, unfortunately, didn't really do his part. or maybe he was just outgunned. You know, I'm not gonna kill him like Tim Bradley and Andre Ward were. You know, it happens, bro. You know, but he's been at the highest level of boxing. Shit, he beat Tony Lopez recently, and you know, he got himself this opportunity, but he did fall short. The fight that I thought wasn't gonna live up to the hype did live up to the fight. Kubrat, high drama in the fight, high drama after the fight. Kubrat gets cut. Pulev showed guts, you know, dug down. You know, it looked like Dino was going to pull the upset after he got that cut. Cut was vicious. You know, the announcers kept talking about it throughout the fight, you know, how dangerous the cut was, because it was. It was pretty bad. It was leaking into his eye. But the homie, man, Mr. Rudy Hernandez, OG, legend, true, right there himself, fucking did what he does best. You know, they were trying to clown him a little bit about the Rico Ramos, but shit, here he is. Playing cut, man. That's what he does, too, you know? You know, they give him props when he beat Ito and when Mike Alvarado run, but, you know, they forget about him in this fight, and they kind of were talking down with Rico Ramos, but when he showed against Pulev, showed what he's about, man. He's a real G. He kept his fighter in the fight, and Pulev dug down, man, and he got the fight that he needed to win, especially if he wanted that IBF title shot that he's in line for with Anthony Joshua. Want that payday, you know what I'm saying? You a star in Belarus, you and your brother. Good for y'all. You're doing your thing. You're on a big platform. You're making your debut. You're on ESPN. You're with Top Rank. You know, all the chips are aligned. All you got to do is follow through. Just walk through the door. Obviously, you still got to fight. You don't play boxing. And he did that, man. He fought his ass off, dug deep, and then eventually stopped Dinu, man. At one point, you know who I got to give props to, too, is Caiz. You know, Raul Caiz Sr., man. He did his thing. It looked like he was going to fuck it up there when, you know, he called him for the knockdown against Dinu And you know, Dinu got hit by Pulev in the back a little bit, but or while he was down, and he almost looked like he was going to blow. He said, hey, you know, you're all right. You got time to get up. Dinu shake it off, said, I'm good. And the fight was able to continue, and it ended like it should have continued. Had that happened, maybe all this stuff that happened after the fight wouldn't have happened. Ultimately, Pulev got the win, looked good. It was good for TV, Top Rank, ESPN, strike again. As far as TV goes, the viewership, unfortunately, didn't. I believe it was the lowest since the show started airing with ESPN and Top Rank or the collaboration in 2017, 469,000. But shit, you go back 5-7 years when 469 was a good number for boxing, you know, right? They say that boxing is dead. Boxing is never dead. As long as I'm around and people like myself are around, we always going to represent it, you know, against the grain, true boxing heads, true to the bone, to the meat shows. And we did that, and we do that. And, the numbers didn't show it, but those who tuned in got to see a good-ass fight. You also got to keep in mind, again, March Madness. It was going down. Saturday was a big, big day. There was a lot of stuff going on. Pulev gets the win. It looked like he was going to be great. Unfortunately, he had a little drama with Shorty. I'm just going to just give her a small plug. I don't really want to talk about her too much, you know, because, I mean, she's part of the deal, but Pulev was the fault. You know, he should have never did it. He kissed his old girl, Jennifer Salah, who goes by Naked Sushi. She's taking a lot of flack from a lot of people. I let World and Karma and everything handle that. She teams up with Gloria Alfred this week and they file a lawsuit. That's going to play itself out in the courtroom. You know, that's neither here or there, but there's a lot of drama with that shit. It was a bad look overall. Should have never happened. I hope that it doesn't affect what me or us as media get to do, because hey, we like being behind the scenes, you know? You get to put that out there to the world, people who like to see certain stuff, and you know, I hope that doesn't cost us. Pretty sure it's going to cost her as far as the Top Rank goes. We'll see how that goes, and we'll see how that plays out, man. And I think that right there, that starting news, I go right into it, kind of fit that mode that I'm always saying, right, as the boxing world turns. You know, we say a lot of shit. I say a lot of shit in this, right? Face made for radio. Speaking of, shout out to homie Sally. He's doing his own podcast. He's been doing it, Mr. South. Actually, I call him Sally. Little inside joke. Always talking shit, but he does his podcast on the iTunes. Y'all look out for him, Mr. Boxing Guru, Boxing Podcast. He does his thing. I think he's up to 11 shows now. Solo Dolo left the Boxing Rundown, and, hey, I'm proud of him. He's doing his thing. It's what it's all about. You know, a lot of us are doing this now. A lot of people are doing it. I'm not saying a lot of us. A lot of people are doing it. Truth be told, I don't listen to everybody. I've always said it, and I'm saying it right now. I don't. I speak enough boxing. I do enough boxing. Shit, 8 years strong now, man. And been doing this True Talk Radio now for like 4 years now. It's probably longer. You know, now I don't always have the time. You know, shit, point taken here. Seeing that this is my first show of the year. But hey, man, I just told you, life happens. It's real. It don't stop. I'm still grinding, still plugging away, still ripping, still true. Powered by Grubbs Nissan. Hey, I'm a real dude living a real life, man. But boxing is always there. You can always check us up on, you know, our social medias. That's where we're always at, plugging away, boxing, boxing, boxing. Fighters, people ask me, who you got on the fight? Boxing. And that's what it is, man. And speaking of boxing, Sergey Livinets, man, got the big win over Lamont Peterson. Lamont Peterson gets stopped in the 10th. It was a back-and-forth fight. You know, even the CompuBox numbers sparked it out, showed it. You know, 264 landed of a 986 by Lamont, by Livinets, actually, sorry. 303 of 972 landed by Peterson, who gets stopped in his final fight in front of his hometown crowd. And he retires after the fight, man. But good for him. You know, he won his titles, did his thing, got up there. You know, obviously he fought Errol Spence earlier last year. I was able to attend that fight out there in Brooklyn. And he came up short. You know, he tried to give it another go. And Sergey Livinets, who moves up to 147 after losing to Mikey Garcia, who looked like he got wiped out. We're going to talk about Mikey here a little bit. But Sergey got wiped out by Mikey, gets dropped by Mikey, makes his debut at 147 and looks sensational. Don't take nothing away from his performance. And don't take away anything from Lamont Peterson, who goes out like a warrior, gets to retire in front of his hometown crowd. You know, salute to you, respect to you, and you deserve to go out the way you wanted to do. You had a hell of a career. You had a great career. Your story one day will be made a movie about how you came from the streets, how you were homeless, how you beat the odds against all odds, and you did that, bro. So people can say shit. People can talk all day. People, that's what they do in this day and age. But at the end of the day, bro, you get to look at yourself in the mirror, and I was a champion. You know, fucking 40-plus fights. You know, you got there to the elite level, got wins against Khan. You beat these dudes. You lost against you fought everybody, bro. You fought everybody. You fought everybody. You know, obviously he lost against the highest level, and he fought, and he won some titles, and he did his thing, and he gets to go out his way. I think who needs to be commended also in this story is Barry Hunter, who was a father figure in his life, how he took him in. He's definitely going to be part of that Lamont and Anthony Peterson story, you know. I think Lamont kind of shined way more than Anthony, but nonetheless, the Peterson brothers made their mark in the world of boxing, and they're along those lines with the Klitschkos, the Marquez brothers, and you know, brothers tandems that have done great things in the sport. And I salute him, and, you know, they fought on Sunday, and, you know, hell of a career, bro, and it don't stop. Talking about Errol Spence, man, I was out there. You know, it was live. He got to go down in my backyard. I was excited to cover a big, big fight, you know, Las Vegas style. Fox's first pay-per-view card. You know, obviously Dallas Cowboys and Fox have a relationship. You know, you get to watch NFL, America's biggest sport, on Fox TV. And you had that platform where they were trying to work together, where they did work together, but it was pay-per-view. The numbers were okay. I think they said 360,000 plus. Pay-per-view buys, which is not bad. They're still going to be streaming the entire card. You get to pay full pop, unfortunately, up till like April 25th or something like that. There's no reruns like you used to get on HBO and Showtime. I'm talking a little bit about that here in a little bit. But it is what it is. Nonetheless, you know, $3 million each plus pay-per-view. Somebody said unofficially, you know, Mikey got five figures. If he did, good for him. You know, obviously Uncle Sam's going to get his. What'd you show on your 1099 or your W-2 is another thing, right? But it is what it is nonetheless. Props to both of them making their money. Props to Mikey Garcia for stepping up. Darren, it'd be great, but obviously he came up way, way short. Errol Spence, the truth, prove that he is the truth. Definitely pound-for-pound fighter. Prove that to me, at least. Obviously, he still has to go through Terrence Crawford, you know, Keith Thurman, but he proved he's up there. You know, he's amongst the top of the welterweight, if not. You know, some people say Terrence, some people say Errol Spence. It's the fight a lot of us want to see. You know, there was always talk about Mikey Garcia versus Terrence Crawford. You know, I remember having Bo Mack and Red and, you know, Team Crawford on the show, and they said, hey, we got all their numbers. We got that whole Garcia's number. We'll pull all their numbers, you know, saying, hey, whoever it is, if you got to fight, you know, Garcia, or family, we beating them. You know, we're going to handle that. Fortunately, that didn't come to fruition. Mikey, you know, obviously signed with Heyman, takes the big step up, you know, dares to be great, win his fifth world title, kept throwing up that five. It didn't work out. But nonetheless, man, it was a great event in the sense that there was 47,525, you know, I think it's the third or fourth largest, biggest crowd. I think Canelo, Smith, and Pacquiao's fights did better than that. but it's up there. It's not the lowest. You know, obviously they've only had like 5 cards in total and at the Cowboy Stadium. But I think Errol Spence, you know, kind of made his net mark in the sport. His flag has been planted that it, you know, it's all on him. You know, like you did with Yellow Beast. It's on me, baby. Hey, he came out to him also in June at the Star. And that was kind of the takeoff of Yellow Beezy's career with that song, man. He kind of went viral after that. I think Yellow Beezy said he's going to make it a tradition, as he should, man, because those little things are things that I always notice in the sport of boxing, like, you know, walking out, you know, father-son, coach, you know, coach-fighter. You see little things like that where it makes the difference, you know, and they got love for each other. And that was just a beautiful thing to see, you know, in Frisco going back to June where he packed it out, you know, 16,000. And he kept saying, you know, next fight's going to be at the Big House. You know, thus, I would say Big House, Madison Square Garden, Big House, AT&T. And he did that. And he, you know, overpowered him, overmatched, outclassed, outgunned. Mikey Garcia, who, you know, goes back down to 140, 135, wherever he wants to go, he calls a shot. You know, he says he's going to come back up to 147 at some point. But as long as you don't do it while Spence is around, because the boogeyman lingers. But I think Spence did prove that he's legit. Good for him. You know, more power to him. I seen him leading up to the fight. He was mad, calm. Appreciated him being real, always showing love, being a truth from day one. And he did his thing, and I appreciate that. And it was just an event. It was a good vibe. It was a good feel, and it was good to see, you know, 47,000-plus people in attendance, man. It's always a beautiful thing. Again, people say boxing's dead, but boxing never dead. It'll always be around. I think the big winners that night were David Benavidez, who stops to y'all love. Aside from Errol Spence, obviously, with Bandera Roja, you know, he made his, you know, return after the suspension to, you know, drug usage, a little cocaine, a little of that Snow White. Stops J.R. Love, second round, looks tremendous. Gets Anthony Durrell next, who got his title. You know, David Benavidez, champions in recess, but they're talking about Anthony Durrell. You get him next, August or September. WBC, Mauricio Solomon already announced it's going down. And the winner gets Yadim. So, you know, Yadim, obviously Anthony Durrell, Yadim was controversial as well. And those are those fights that I miss, man. I miss so much that it don't stop. It don't matter because, you know, guess what? There's other people talking about it. You know, obviously I'd rather be the one talking about it. But life goes on, man. And until I get paid and do this while I get paid, you know, you're going to get what you can from me. And I appreciate you and I love you and I respect you. And it's all love and it's all real and it's all true. And we're going to keep it pushing. Also, winner from that night was Pantera, man. Luis Neely made his U.S. debut. I didn't get officially if he's working with Heyman or what. You know, they put him in there, gives him a Joe Arroyo. My man, look killer. Look sensational. Just wiped homeboy out. Wiped him out completely. And then he did what he had to. And then Chris Areola got the big stoppage. He looked good on the pay-per-view portion. Bam Rodriguez looked good on the card. Shout out to Fernando Garcia, a local fighter who looked good and did his thing. And speaking of local fighter and doing his thing, that Sunday, the following Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, the top-ranked tradition goes on. Mickey Conlon got the big win over Ruben Hernandez to remain undefeated. The big fight was Oscar Mojica, you know, a guy, a kid, man, assistant. He's not a kid now. He's 26 already. Just plugging away, man, just grinding that life. Doing his thing. He got the big stoppage against Patty Barnes. He didn't get the stoppage. He dropped him. Ended up getting the split decision win. Luis Collazo was on the card, made his top-ranked debut, got the win over Samuel Vargas. I think the big thing, too, that I missed, man, the Zone. You know, obviously no HBO. We talked about that. Showtime taking over. The Zone, you know, they're trying to do a takeover. They signed Triple G. They're in talks with David Haney. Obviously, they signed Canelo. The whole world's going crazy. You pay $9.99. You got the news that recently dropped that it's going up to $19.99 if you're signing up fresh. If you've been on the team, you're paying $9.99. For 100 fights, you can pay $99.99, which is still cheap as shit. Still got ESPN, relationship with Top Rank. You got the ESPN Plus. Again, you still got Showtime. It sucks HBO's not around. Hopefully they make a comeback like my man Arturo Gotti or something like that. We need you in this game, man. You know, need you in this game. Michael Conlon, the Irish, we need y'all. And I think that's brilliant from Top Rank to keep him out there on St. Patty's Day. Keep that tradition alive. No different than Mexicanos on September 16th. He got the big win. Anthony Joshua versus Big Baby Miller is a big one. You know, Wilder's going to be fighting Brazil. The big one that we all want to see. is Wilder versus Joshua. You know, there was talks about Wilder signing with the Zone for 100 mil, blah, 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 not anymore. That fight needs to happen. No bullshit. Let's call him out. Let's call everybody out involved. We need that fight to happen. That's on the boxing heads. That's on the boxing peeps. But for now, you get Anthony Joshua versus Big Baby Miller in June, and then you get Wilder versus Brazil May 18th. Another fight that we all want to see is Crawford versus Errol Spence. You know, the from you know, just mentioned him. You know, Crawford versus Spence is the one we want. You know, Bob Arum sent out the tweet saying, hey, we ready. You know, I'm going to reach out to Heyman. Let's make it happen. You know, he's putting it out there. He's trying to say, hey, as far as your court, we got to go through, we got to get through Amir Khan April 20th, but let's do it. Let's do business. So that's what it is, man. We'll see what happens. A lot of people are saying Errol Spence versus Sean Porter is next, and it's a fight that we want to see. Good for Errol. He gets to unify. He gets a shot at unifying two titles. Obviously, the IBF champion gets a crack at the green belt, WBC belt. We'll see how that goes. Hopefully, that does happen. You know, we're early into the year, man. We're 3 months in. Here we are, March 28th, and we're not even at the halfway point. It's the first quarter of the year. You got so much boxing, and still, it's been great. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on. Obviously, we started with the news that, unfortunately, I had to touch on, but it is what it is. We keep it pushing. We keep moving. You got Canelo versus Daniel. Speaking of keep pushing, keep going, Canelo versus Daniel Jacobs, a big, big fight. Another unified division. Canelo, you know, moves up to 168. You know, knocks Rocky Fielding around, moves back down. Now he's going to take on Danny Jacobs. People said that he was going to take him on. He's taking him on for the WBA, WBC, and Jacobs IBF title. That goes down May 4th in Las Vegas on the Zone. We'll see how that goes, man. I'm excited about that. They haven't announced anything about that card. That's a card that you have to look forward to. You know, I'm pretty sure they're going to stack it. I'm pretty sure it's going to be the Zone. We'll see how it goes. You know, obviously we're going to talk a lot about that leading up to the fight, but it's a little drama. You know, they had to stop in New York. They had to stop in L.A. They had to stop in Mexico. Daniel Jacobs saying, hey, man, you lost. You got lucky. You know, y'all robbed Golovkin. We'll see. Hey, I talked to Eddie Lane also recently, who's now training Oscar Valdez, who says, hey, man, you know, we're going to clean out, you know, the W, you know, the middleweight division. We're going to get Jacobs, get the IBF. We already got WBA, WBC, get the IBF title. And then we're going to get whoever gets that, you know, that title, that WBO. So that would mean Andrade. So, and then they're talking about once they clear the division, they'll go up. It looks like Kendo Tremendo Castaneda is going to get the win against Bernardo in San Antonio. Fight just ended. They both hugged. They both raised their hands in celebration going at the Cowboys dance hall. But we'll see how that goes, man. Again, no co-main event, nothing listed yet. But we'll talk about that, man. And again, it's just the comeback show. One time for your mind, March Madness, True Talk Radio, episode 130. Shout out to all the homies, man, that I got a kicker with out here while they were partying with me. My boy, Estrellita, came through the hood. Shout out to the homie, Raul. Shout out to my boy, Cosme. Shout out to Compa Uno, Val. Shout out to Coach Manny. Shout out to Johnny. Shout out to everybody, man. Everybody that I interact with on a daily basis and everybody that does this boxing. You know, boxing is my life at this point, man, and a lot of it surrounds it. You know, but at the same time, I still got to work. I still got to eat. And, you know, boxing ain't paying my bills, but I'm always in it. You know, I may be behind the scenes, you know, plugging away on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or YouTube or whatever I can. But it's in me. As far as this True Talk Radio, I definitely want to come back. I want to bounce back like round ball, man. I can do what I can when I can. You want to go fast, go by yourself. You want to go far, you know, surround yourself with solid or good people, man. That's what I'm trying to do. You know, shout out to everybody. Shout out to Lazo from Vermont, who was plugged into the show. Shout out to Cynthia. Shout out to Carlos and Carlitos, OGs, Trues right there. OG and YGs right there, Trues right there. Shout out to Miguel, B-Boy Ivan, man. I'm doing his thing. Hey, speaking of looking of Trues, man, Carlitos looking real good, man. That's True Talk right there. He's looking real good. Also looking good, my little boy, B-Boy, man, out there flexing and fighting, man. Good for him. Shout out to his father. Shout out to his whole family, him and wifey, man. True Boxing Head family right there. Shout out to all the homies, you know, that I kick it with again. Usyk moving up to heavyweight. You know, he's going to be fighting Carlos Takam in the spring. And then there's that fight against Anthony Joshua. You know, everything's out there. Everything's available. Looks like Kendo Tremendo got the win. He gets his hands raised. And... yeah, it looks like he got the win and remains undefeated. Shout out to Roy Jones Promotions, still plugging away in the sport of boxing, doing their thing. You know, in the shuffle of all this TV stuff, you know, a lot of this, these small-time TV guys have fallen through the wayside, like the Solo Boxeo, the Bain Sports, the CBS Sports. a lot of those TVs. You know, I'm that type of dude where I want to see all those fights. You know, I'm old school too, where I still want to see the fights on my TV. So I'm still getting adjusted to this whole DAZN thing. I got to get the smart TV going with the app. You know, because if I'm not at the fights, I'm still going to want to watch my house parties. You know, get the Apple TV and all that, and keep plugging away, man. And it was just a quick comeback show, man. I had to start with the Ariel Camacho, Toro Encartado. Took up like a minute or two, but it is what it is, man. True Talk Radio. It don't stop, and it won't stop, and we'll keep plugging away. Tomorrow for Puerto Rico, you got Rocky Roman Ron Martinez, who got laid out by Mikey Garcia, taking on Andre Mate. You got fights out there in Philly. Shout out to Carlos Colon taking on Usanov. You got fights going on in Massachusetts. And then on the 30th, Saturday, you got Danil, Alexander Guoff versus Nungo. You got Mean Machine, Ingus taking on Ray Robinson. That's going to be on ESPN, Top Rank on ESPN. You got Liam Smith versus Sam Ingenson. I remember Sam Ingenson was the dude that kind of put Paulie Malignaggi into retirement. They're fighting from Liverpool out there in England. That's going to be fight on DAZN. And then you got Ryan Garcia making his return against Jose Lopez in Indio Fantasy Springs on DAZN. The Liverpool fights will be in the day. The Indio fights will be at night, so you're still able to watch all three fights. You know how we do it, right? When there's a lot of fights, we got multiple TVs, we got handsets, we got computers, we got the sets. Just like I do right now, I got the computer here and I got the March Madness and on two screens, and that's what we do. The co-main event to Ryan Garcia versus Jose Lopez is the Angel Acosta versus Gangan Lopez. And then, you know, a lot of fights happening. You got Argentina, you got fights in Spain, you got fights in Australia. And as the boxing world turns, right? And it won't stop, man. I'll be back here in the next week or two. I just kind of wanted to get my feet wet and touch on some things, man. The big thing was obviously the Pulev versus Dunu. Bad look. Shout out to Rudy Hernandez, who proved his worth as a cut man and as a coach and as a man and as a true in the sport of boxing. Not so much, I don't know about that lawsuit. I try to reach out to Claudia Trejo, who's a woman in the sport of boxing that I really, really do respect. I might get her on the show here in the next week or two, maybe next week, so I can get her take on how that feels or what she thinks about it. Obviously, recent news without diving into months and months, I just touched on the last few weeks, stuff that was within, you know, reaching distance, something you can touch, was the Lamont Peterson retirement, you know, getting stopped, Errol Spence getting the shutout win against Mikey Garcia, which was a crazy thing. And then Davis Benavidez and his whole camp showing love and getting the win against Jan Love and Luis Nitti, Oscar Mojica, you know, Michael Conlan, you know, the announcement of a lot of fights, obviously, like I said, Anthony Joshua versus Big Baby Miller, Wilder versus Brazil, Canelo versus Jacobs, and, you know, as the boxing world turns, right, you got Danny Garcia versus Granados coming up in April. You got a lot of fights coming up, and I just kind of wanted to just touch bases with everyone out there, let them know I'm still here, I'm still plugging away, still a team thing, and it won't stop, man. You know, I actually also changed the website, man. I changed a few things. For now, it's just the logo and all our social media sites. And I'm going to be putting up more links to our shirts because I'm diving back into the shirt game pretty strong. Putting videos up and then just seeing how it goes. You know, I'm going to try to recruit some more people. You know, people that are in this for the love, whatever it is, you know, the recognition too, whatever. But can't deal with, you know, the ups and downs as far as how people are and things like that. You know, God bless everybody. You know, wish everybody the best. And, you know, we're here, man, and we're not going to stop, man. Looking forward to April. I got my man Luis Rosa. We're going to do the second annual run. Excited about that, man. Going to plug away. And, again, just wanted to get this quick 30 minutes in just to represent one time for all the trues out there. True Talk Radio, man, episode 130. 131, here we come, man. Opening day, Rangers day. They took the L. The Dodgers got the win. March Madness, Toro Encartado. True Talk Radio, episode 130. True Boxing Heads, True Talk Radio. True Boxing Heads on Twitter, True Boxing Heads on Instagram, True Talk Radio on everything, and it won't stop, and it don't stop, baby. True Talk Radio. I'm from where cops gang banging, hang with Hollywood stars. Peace out. We out.